Okay, let's, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Let's go ahead and start listening for Father. Just ask for any sister that's listening to this that she just starts to understand how this connects directly to her life and is granted understanding and just revelation during this teaching. Ask all these prayers in Father, Son, Jesus' name. Amen. And also for your servant that she's perfect and all things to help any sister that's listening understand what she needs to do so she can be ready. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so the first thing that you would need to do, okay, to prepare is you need to develop a regular, every single day prayer. I guess you could call it like a prayer schedule for yourself, okay? You can't let one day pass, okay, without having time in prayer and Bible reading, okay? No matter what, and you're going to have to fight, okay, tooth and nail on certain days to keep this, okay? There were times for myself where I, would go and have my prayer time inside of a bathtub because I couldn't let one day slip without having my prayer and reading time. The Holy Spirit will lead you. I strongly suggest several times throughout the day, like multiple, not just one, but like somewhere in the morning, afternoon, evening, you know, more than that as the Holy Spirit leads you if need be. But it's got to be led of the Spirit, but I would not let one day pass without having a regular prayer and reading schedule for many reasons, okay? Because I can, if you are a fruitful sister, I will just say this on a side note. If you are a fruitful sister, okay, who does fear the Lord, Satan has a plan to destroy you. Okay, you need to know that. And the Holy Spirit will talk to you about it and help you overcome it. And if you're not doing this, then you're going to be blind to it. It's going to come at you at a surprise, out of nowhere. Okay, so you need to have this just in general. But what you're going to find during this season, as the Holy Spirit is preparing His church, is that He's going to have you prepare an ark, okay? Now, it's really important when I say an ark, I'm not talking carnally, I'm going to talk more about this later, but and He's going to teach you about sin, and He's going to teach you about holiness. He's going to be teaching you just about a lot of things that He wants to change and prepare you for, because what He's going to be doing is removing you from this country inwardly, okay? You may feel like you're doing well, but what you're going to find is when the United States is judged, okay, in the fullness, is that it's like, it's just this light is going to go on, and it's going to be super bright, okay, is the only way I can explain it, okay? Because there's going to be a revelation of Him and who He is and His judgment and His righteousness and His holiness, okay? And you can't have any part of the United States within you, okay? In your life, in your thinking, in your habits, okay? Because it's extremely, you're going to find this as you walk prayerfully with me, and you know, as you above all walk with the Lord during this process, you're going to see that it's very... It's ingrained in your nature, especially if you were raised here. And there's a lot of stuff that He doesn't like about this country, okay? That's extremely wicked, but it's hidden, okay? And you have to let Him start revealing these things to you and getting them out of your house and getting them out of your life, because what they are is open doors, okay? And when this flood comes upon the United States of a judgment, you need that ark completely sealed with no openings, okay? And you're going to find that out as you develop that prayer and reading, a regimen and every single day. Okay. He'll start talking to you quietly in your secret place and revealing to you things that need to go. Okay. And you need to ask for Him to do that too. Okay. So I'll go ahead and stop it there, until tomorrow. Okay. And I just pray that's helpful, and God bless, and have a wonderful day focusing on the Lord and none else. Let Him be your Alpha and Omega today. Okay, God bless.